Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. According to a statement, Michael Jackson's, quote, going back to California immediately. And he just hired Mark Garrick. What were you talking to Roof about that? The guy who was that guy's got a pretty full plate right now. Isn't he busy? He's defending Scott Peterson. And he's also defending somebody else. Doing something else. Whatever.
I think Peterson's just for publicity. Jackson, he's going to get paid.
Multiple counts of molestation of a child under the age of 14. Read. Nipple twisting. You know what? I'm just speaking as a journalist. Speaking now in a broadcasting capacity.
Well, you don't know if that was the charges for this child. They were for the other one.
I'm just saying. I know what kind of guy Michael is. And you and his Matt was making the observation during the break here. They're not going to go. You know, you can do whatever you want when you're a pop star. The business of wearing the surgical mask, they're not going to go for that in the courthouse, friend. You're not going to be able to go to prison and, you know, like walk around in
it's going to be a rude awakening for him with all his little, you know.
Your little quirks.
Allegations of wine and sleeping pills, which we'll talk about here in a moment. Wine and sleeping pills.
All right. Moving forward, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Power continues to be out because of wind, apparently. At least it's not because of the freaking snow.
28,000.
Oh, it's the snow, too.
To how many people?
28,000 customers.
In the state of Oregon?
In the Portland metro area, yes.
In the Portland metro area. Yeah. Damn, man. We got this from, Thurston. Battleground driving skills. Rick, we pick up driving, pickup truck driving, cowboy boot wearing, red man chewing hicks in Battleground. We get our skills doing donuts in a Safeway parking lot. We drive well. It's the SUV driving transplants that have no business on the road when it's snowing. Were truer words ever spoken? You know why? It's because these compensating jagoffs in the SUV, they all do exactly the same thing. They do that where they got the four-wheel drive, or they got, you know, the big-ass truck that's like 75 feet off the ground. They're driving the Dominator X10 or whatever. And they all think that they can get within 6 inches of the red light and slam on the brakes and stop immediately. No one ever stops to think about the fact that when you do that, your ass is going to slide all the way through the intersection, man. I learned that when I was like 15. Getting up to an intersection with my Ford Maverick, hit the brakes, right through the intersection, right into a curb on the other side, bent the hell out of my suspension or whatever, my alignment went all screwy. Anyway, I used to be able to drive a fully loaded hay truck down the road and never hear a single horn. Now everybody's in a damn hurry. Damn foreigners. A battleground. There you go. Damn foreigners signed a battleground hayseed. All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. Coming up this hour, top five biggest-selling American records of all time. More of your phone calls. This is Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Okay, here we go. The Jackson accuser says wine and sleeping pills. The 12-year-old boy at the center of the Michael Jackson child molestation scandal may have confessed to his shrink that the pop star plied him with wine and sleeping pills when he allegedly molested him, according to sources. The boy has also hired L.A. attorney Larry Feldman, the same lawyer who represented the family of a 13-year-old boy who made similar allegations a decade ago. Now, according to sources, Jackson, knowing some months ago that the boy and his family had serious complaints about his relationship with him, tried to get rid of them. He bought them passports and planned to ship them off somewhere to South America. That, according to a friend of the boy's family. In fact, say the source, Jackson kept the family at Netherland for a period of time. Did I say Netherland?
Okay,
I
mean, Netherland. Hold on. Okay, we're stop and get a hold of ourselves here.
Yes.
Okay, let's get this straight. So there was the plying with sleeping pills and wine, and that was who that he did that with?
This is allegedly to this 12-year-old boy making the allegations.
At what point, look, I know when you're 12, maybe your cognitive skills are not quite as sharp as they're going to be at some point, but when Michael Jackson offers you a handful of sleeping pills, wouldn't you sort of put two and two together in your head there and kind of see that the outcome is you not sitting down properly for quite some time? That seems like one of those things that's sort of self-explanatory.
So, according to the sources...
And he was going to buy passports for who?
Let's see here. Okay, he planned to buy passports and ship the family to somewhere in South America, said a friend of the boy's family.
This is the boy that he
allegedly
molested?
Yeah. According to the sources, the boy who made the allegations was a cancer patient whose last wish was to meet Jackson at a time that his family and friends feared his illness was worsening. Jackson paid the family's medical bills and assisted them financially, even buying them a car and, according to sources, possibly a new house. Now, who knows who these sources are? When the boy's condition improved, according to a family friend, Jackson brought him to the Neverland Valley Ranch. That is when the alleged inappropriate contact between them has been thought to have occurred.
You know, and the thing about that is, that's a whole layer of sort of, you know, that's a layer of circles where you don't think your life is going to get any worse, and then you're continually proven wrong. And like, well, I'm 12 and I've got cancer. Life can't get much worse now. I don't really see that I could... What? Michael Jackson wants me to come to his house. Well, okay. Well, I don't see how that could lead to anything going... So you have cancer, and then it's like you're having your nipples twisted by Michael Jackson. All hairless and whatnot. I'm just saying. It's a bad... It's unfortunate. It's a bad thing and creepy. I'm not saying that there's some... Never mind. I'm going to end this discussion now before I say something inappropriate. I'm just saying of all the...
On the bright side, there are two back-to-back episodes of Family Matters on the Family Channel tonight.
There's no...
You can escape all this by watching Steve Urkel and laughing a little bit.
I mean, and that you have to drug a cancer patient. I mean, it's like I...
These are allegations.
Allegedly, that drug a cancer... I mean, what is this? He's like worried that he wasn't going to hell already. You know, but he wanted to make sure that he sealed the deal. So, of all the children to molest in all the world, he picks a cancer patient who he then drugs and overpowers and twists the nipples off. It's just bad on every level. All right. And this day, man, 24 hours ago, we were just, you know, we just thought he was weird. Funny, everything changes just one day, man. All right.
What can you do? Also on tonight is Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. That's at 10, right after the West Wing. Is this a rerun? No, it's a new one, I guess.
Tonight's West Wing is...
Bartlett seeks to end the fiscal crisis by challenging the Republicans in the halls of the Capitol.
Yeah, it's kind of turned into this bad Melrose Place sort of
then
a thing over there.
Then you should watch
The OC. The OC is out at the same time.
Yeah.
The Coens host a Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, I'm not feeling very good about that.
I'm kind of surprised. I figured you would have liked the way last week's ended.
No, because it's this kind of government shutdown thing. I don't know. It just seems artificially soap opera-esque and stagey to me. So, although I got to say, I was out shopping last night and I saw the first season of The West Wing out on DVD. $44.99, and it was like, and I do that thing that I do very frequently. I'm standing in the aisle holding the DVD in my hand, and it's, you know, and you've got the little, you know, got the Ebert on one shoulder and, you know, Siskel on the other, you know, trying to decide whether or not you're going to buy it right then and there. But it's like they found, you know what it is with that, with the putting the TV shows on a DVD, they've just found my psychic weak spot. You know, they found, because I'm such a freaking cheapskate, man. I'm just a tightwad, like nobody's business. And I can resist spending a lot of money on most disposable things. I can resist buying a lot of consumer products. But when they started putting, you know, the first day I walked into the store and Futurama was on DVD right next to Buffy the Vampire Slayer, it's like I never even had a chance. I was never even in it. It was useless to even resist because I knew I was going to get the shaft.
Your cheapskate will win out. If you wait on that West Wing purchase, you know Lara's going to get it for you for Christmas.
It's just a bad scene. All right.
Also, tonight, true crime. Charles Manson masterminds the August 1969 killings.
All right.
Next news, when it happens, I'm Tim Riley.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Rick, thanks for the pictures of Courtney Love. Do you think she's on drugs? By the way, they cut my streaming audio at work, so I can't listen to you anymore. I could listen to the last hour when I get home, but I have a 10-year-old that I don't want to corrupt. I don't want my child to end up like Courtney Love. That's from Julie. All right, Julie, well, sorry to hear. Top five ahead this hour, and we'll get the haggis recipe, because people are calling and nagging me about it. Steve in Portland, you're on Hot Talk, 1080 KTK. What's up?
Hey, Rick. Did you get your Paris Hilton news yet?
We pulled some additional Paris Hilton news this morning. I don't think we've gotten to it yet. We'll try to pull it for later.
And more importantly, my email that I sent you with a link to a website that someone had posted her cell phone number on.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, when did you send that?
Last night at about 10:30 or 11 o'clock.
No, I just, I haven't.
Is it a legitimate number?
Yes, it goes through her voicemail box, and it's her saying her name. There's myself and about 100 other guys on the website that I got it off of have all called it and said it sounds just like her. But the voicemail box is full, but you can't take
her.
Yeah,
go figure there. Yeah, all right. So it's, you sent that to me last night at 10:30.
Yes,
all right,
and it says, Paris Hilton phone number.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
For the subject.
I'll definitely go check that. All right.
Just click on the link in the email, and then and it's right there at the top of that page that will open up.
All right. Thank you. There you go. See,
it's not infected.
All right, so there you go. That's what I'm saying. Go on the extra mile. The Rick Emerson audience goes out of their way to be good people. That's what I'm talking about. You don't get that.
Let's see if we can track her down for an interview.
Yeah, yeah. See if she wants to do some press right about now. Coming up, maybe in the 20 break, we'll try to do. We'll get some more Paris Hilton news. We've got that. Let's see. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. Jeff says, idiots in the snow. Rick, like you, I was surrounded by morons on the road this morning. What's wrong with people in the city that can't drive? It's like they've never seen snow before. You should do a top five bad types of drivers to look out for in Portland. Love the show. That's Jeff. All right. First, I don't know what the top five are, but number one, I don't know who else. Number one is SUV people. SUV people are the worst because it's always, because see, it used to be, I'm not going to talk about the good old days, but it used to be that you would sort of work up to driving a gigantic vehicle. You know what I'm talking about? First of all, because it used to be that the only people driving gigantic vehicles were country folk. People who actually had some sort of a need. They had some sort of a need in their life. They had some actual reason to be driving a gigantic behemoth of a vehicle. That's no longer the case. Now it's like you get an SUV as soon as you turn 16. You know what I'm talking about? So you just, at no point do people ramp up to a large vehicle now and learn how to drive it. It's like you're going from a bicycle right to driving a Sherman tank. So that's the bigger problem with the SUV people. It's not just that the vehicles are so large and overwhelmingly huge. It's just that people no longer have any experience in how to drive those sorts of things. It doesn't help that the SUVs are all 900 feet off the ground and you can't see anybody around you. You know, you go home and you're scraping Hyundais out of your grill all afternoon. So that's not especially clever. Let's also, speaking of 16-year-olds, let's also talk about a type of person you should avoid that seems to be all over the Portland roads, which is 16-year-old girls who've been given their first car, and it's always something small and red. 16-year-old girls are the worst goddamn drivers on earth. I mean, they're worse than, I mean, it's like you get the, sometimes you get those really short women, like those old women that look like they're starting to shrink, like they're just starting to fold into themselves, those women that are always looking through the steering wheel, not actually over the steering wheel. But you get those old women that look like they're named, you know, Gladys Huffnagel. And they're always looking through the steering wheel, and they've always got one of their turn signals on, and they never really know where they're going, and they're driving around, and they got a bobblehead dog in the back window, and something that says, you know, I love my grandchild.
And a Kleenex box in the back window.
And a Kleenex box. A Kleenex box in a cozy. A Kleenex box in something that's been crocheted to hold it.
And a furry steering wheel cover.
And it's like, and they're always driving along. They don't even know where they're going. They're probably not even clear on the fact that they're inside a moving vehicle. They're just sort of, I mean, who knows? They could be from Pennsylvania. You don't know, man. They're just driving around. But there is this hierarchy of bad driving, and it varies from place to place. But in the Northwest, here's the biggest giveaways that somebody's a bad driver. A, SUV. B, 16-year-old girl. C, old women. And the other thing is you got these people that are out there driving around, and they're going 20 miles underneath the speed limit, and it's always people from Idaho. Like, as soon as you see the Idaho license plate, I don't know whether it is, but I don't know whether it's just because life is, like, a lot slower up there. Like, everybody coming from, you know, it's like people from Hidden Valley that are coming to the big city to drive around. People who are from Idaho are incapable of going, like, at the speed limit, much less over the speed limit. You see some car, you don't even have to look at the license plate. If the speed limit is 35 miles an hour and there's a car in front of you going 15 miles an hour, you know that that person has come here from the potato state. It's just a fact. I don't know if it's because they're all used to driving tractors or whatever. You know, it's like they all think that they're out, you know, they're all out, you know, like mulching the fields, you know, to get ready for the fall harvest or something. People from Idaho are the worst freaking drivers on planet Earth. You can say whatever you want about people in California, you know, that drive recklessly or that drive speedily or that drive at a high rate of speed. But you know what? In California, people drive like they've got some place to be. They've got some place to be. They've got a place that they're going, and that's how they drive. I think the larger problem is that in Idaho, there's just nowhere to go to. There's just, you know, it's like, where are you driving to? I don't know. You know, it's, well, do you have a destination in mind? Well, I don't know. I was going to go down by the old McKenzie barn, down by that fruit stand where that boy with that odd eye always sells those bananas. Well, okay, well, there you go, you know.
There's a great little bar in Nampa called Club 81.
Yeah, they're always just on their way to some place that they haven't really determined in their own head yet, and that's why they're just sort of, people from Idaho don't really drive, they sort of, amble. That's what they do. They just sort of amble along. People in Northern Oregon are always on their way to or from some sort of a wine tasting event. So people from Oregon, you know, at least have some sort of an excuse for weaving drunkenly all over the road. All right. I'm going to do this. We're going to come back. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. We're going to get to Jeff when we come back. He wants to talk about the minivans. And we've got the, or something. We've got today's top five on the way, too. Top five best-selling American records of all time. Here's the new Kid Rock. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. We're going to take the first three callers, by the way, for tickets to Bad Santa with Billy Bob Thornton tonight. A special sneak preview. First three callers at 503-250-1080 in Portland. Stay there. We'll be back. They will rock. I'm in the letters, Skid Run, DMC, and that American Pimp Kid Rock. I like Willie, Waylon, George, and Merle, and a lot of ZZ Top. I like country soul, rock and roll, and I love me some hip hop. I'm a redneck, rock and roll son of Detroit. I don't like no new wave, tags, no bands around.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
Good afternoon, it's 2:25. Tim Riley with the news, brought to you by Town and Country Ford. James Caan plays Buddy's long-lost dad in the hilarious new motion picture, Alf. James, talk about the main reason why you did this film.
What makes it a little special and what changed my mind immediately, I mean, other than Will and John and, you know, all the good people, and, you know, a big company like New Line, was that it wasn't a kiddie's picture. Do you know what I mean? And hopefully it's a real feel-good movie.
Yes, the tale of the X-rated tape is far from over for heiress Paris Hilton. According to Celebrity Justice, there may be more than just one tape out there. Last Friday, the show aired a story saying there is, in fact, another Paris Hilton sex tape in existence. Now, a source who spoke to Celebrity Justice said, quote, "This tape shows the hotel heiress in a sex romp using toys with their former roommate and Playboy playmate, Nicole Lenz." The source also told producers the tape was made in February 2002 while the two were in Las Vegas to celebrate Hilton's 22nd birthday at the Bellagio Hotel. Celebrity Justice is also reporting actor Simon Rex in the sitcom What I Like About You and Scary Movie 3 fame is also involved. The program's well-placed source went on to say Rex appears in front of the camera and holds the camera to film Hilton and Lenz. The show's publicist, Jillian Shelton, said, quote, "We have not personally seen the tape, but we've confirmed with several unnamed sources the tape exists, and it is somewhere under lock and key."
Wait, this is, I just came in here, I was busy whizzing. This is the Simon Rex and the Playboy Playmate?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Apparently, there's some other video floating around. I haven't seen it or anything. But there's another video that is just her and a variety of self-pleasuring implements and a camera.
And there's also an old video of Simon Rex pleasuring himself that was...
Well, he was in some gay videos, too. He did. There was a big scandal in Britain, I think, because some videos came out that were, I mean, I don't know what he's doing. I only have the passing knowledge of who he is, but apparently there was some scandal in Britain where some stuff came out. He was either being sold, I don't know, in the gay community, or it was like an actual gay video or something. But then there's this other Paris video where it's just her and a big vibrator, apparently.
Ah, so, haven't heard about that.
That's what Daddy likes.
So that's that.
That girl is just a freak, man. I mean, it's like who... I'm not saying she's a freak because she's having a threesome or, you know, or even a vibrator or whatever. You know, what you're going to do, you know, what you do is what you do. It's not my business. But I'm just saying, to do all that and then to be compulsively, which I think we can now say that it was pretty compulsive, to be compulsively filming all of that, that's where the freakiness comes. It's not even that you want to film, you know, look, whatever. I mean, the number of people in this country who film themselves, you know, occasionally or once or who at one point or another have videotaped or captured photographically an intimate act.
It's an American epidemic.
It's an American tradition. It's what you do here in the land of the free, in the home of the brave, across the fruited plain. You film
had the
yourself.
Pilgrims had cameras, they would have done it.
They just had charcoal sketchings. They just had pictographs of, you know.
You can bet Pocahontas would have willingly participated.
Goody Proctor getting it on with her husband. But, what was I saying? But, I mean, just to be compulsive about it, and to, like, every single, you know, what are you going to do? I'm going to be masturbating. Better get a camera, you know, which is kind of what it looks like her deal was. It's just kind of strange. All right.
It is indeed. Well, the snow warning has been lifted, but we're going to have plain old rain anyway, so we're just going to have to be satisfied with that. Tim Riley, KOTK News.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Rick, I swear to all that is holy, if you want to find the worst drivers ever, look no further than damn minivans from 1984 that have those silver Jesus fish pasted to the back. Every time, every freaking time I'm cut off in traffic by some slow-moving dimwit, they have those fish on the back of their car. And can I also say this? Can we cool it with the Jesus community and then the everybody else who's like trying to one-up each other with the zany fish decals and stickers? And it quit being funny like 7, 8, 9 years ago. Do you know what I mean? It's no longer muted fish, and then there's the Darwin, and then there's the one with the pea, and then there's the one with legs, and then there's the one eating the other one.
I saw a funny one the other day. It was fish and chips, and it was really cute.
No, that's funny. I suppose that's amusing. Rick, the reason drivers from Idaho are always going so slowly is that people from Idaho are keeping an eye out for blacks and gays to run over. If they happen to spot one, you'll see them speed, or they'll just pull the gun off the rack and start shooting. F-Mat with a russet potato.
This F-Mat is brought to you by EditHere.com.
I'd like to say that that's not the case, but having been to Idaho more than a few times in my life, it really just has to be acknowledged as an empirical truth. Rick, F Idaho, Utah drivers suck big time, I'm sure. They do indeed, man. People in Utah are terrible drivers. Completely terrible. Because again, it's the meandering. Because in Utah, you're really not, you're in no hurry to get anywhere. You're not really, like, of a mind to really accelerate to get anywhere. Because where you go, and it doesn't matter where you go, man. Unless you're going to Vegas, anywhere you go is still inside the state of Utah. So it's just kind of a point of diminishing returns. David in Beaverton, you're on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. What's up?
Afternoon, Rick. I think you missed a little bit of the irony with this Jackson issue. You know he's been producing this new song, One More Chance, but did you know that it was penned and produced by R&B star R. Kelly?
Ah, you're making that up.
It was posted on E! Online in the Gossip celebrity section 54 minutes ago, written by Joel Ryan.
It actually, they were talking about that last night on MTV.
Michael Jackson and R. Kelly?
Yeah, it is. It was written by R. Kelly. It's an R. Kelly song that Michael Jackson is doing.
I mean, that's just too perfect. I mean, it's like that. Let's assume for a moment it all fits now. Mm-hmm. I think fits if you. Oh, never mind.
Give him wine and sleeping pills.
You may have to drug him to make it fit. I'm sorry, I can't believe I just laughed at that. I said it and then I laughed at my own joke, and it was a joke about drugging a 12-year-old. Here's the thing. Let's assume for the moment that Michael Jackson and R. Kelly are both innocent. Let's just say, in some parallel world,
that's a threat.
I know, but let's say in some parallel world that R. Kelly has been framed, and that Michael Jackson is just a victim of the man's oppression, and they're both innocent. Still, don't you think that some career advisor would have pulled them both aside when they're getting ready to do a song together and just say, look, ixnay on the onksay. Mm-hmm. You know, just, you don't want to work together. It's just, I mean, how much worse could it look? I mean, the only way that could work less if Gary Glitter was in the studio with him. You know what I mean? There's just no way. I mean, it's just impossibly bad looking.
I wonder if that means that the latest R. Kelly video will be featuring Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I don't even want to.
With his Wonderland Ranch kids, I'm sure.
Seriously, very special children, special and stretchy. All right, Ethan's a first time caller in the Couve. What's up, man?
It's Deacon, actually, but I was calling to say that Florida has the whole country beat by far with the bad drivers.
How so?
Because everybody there is either old, or they're a tourist, or they're some, like, mullet-wearing, bush-loving hillbilly that thinks they're driving NASCAR.
Yeah, well, you get those parts of the country where people think that everything they do is being shown on ESPN5 or something. You know, and so they're all, you know, so it's some guy in a Festiva trying to take a corner at 75 miles an hour.
Or they're just waiting to be on, like, police's most daring high-speed chases.
Can I just say that Deacon is a great name, by the way? It doesn't even matter what you look like. I bet that name gets all the chicks.
You'd like to think so, but unfortunately, no.
Sadly, it's not the case.
Sadly, not the case. Every now and then, but I don't know that if the name is what does it.
All right. It's something. Rick, it works a little bit, but my huge, enormous penis works a lot better at that. Also, wine and sleeping pills, Deacon. You want to keep those in your arsenal, too. So that, I don't know, I don't have time to read the thing about haggis. We're going to come back with the top five. The question about this Michael Jackson thing is, I mean, what is the outcome? I mean, where is this, like, in 2 years, what's going to have happened? I'm saying suicide or attempted suicide.
A cover of Jailhouse Rock?
That's the only way that guy could be an even bigger drama queen. You know? I'm calling it right now. Suicide attempt with sleeping pills within 60 days. I'm calling it within 90. 90 days at the outside, suicide attempt, sleeping pills, fistful of drugs, Michael Jackson. Laying it out there. All right, we'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick, what's the hardest part of Michael Jackson's sex life? Getting the blood out of your clown suit. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show. And, here's your top five for Wednesday.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
Counting is wonderful, counting is marvelous, counting's the best thing to do. Counting is happiness, counting is ecstasy, I love to count, don't you?
Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
And as we watch his career go down in smoldering cinders, we reflect on that time long ago when Michael Jackson was much beloved by Americans, shattering sales records and setting hearts aflutter. Yes, he's a rare company with lofty sales that put him into a stratosphere of stars. Let's take a look at these, the top five best-selling albums in American history. Honorable mention at number 6 goes to AC/DC, Black in Black.
Or something like that. Getting my haircut last night, and this was playing as I had my haircut going. Was it Bishop's? Do they call it the rock and roll barbershop or something? It's the greatest place. It was there, hot chick cutting my hair. I won't say her name. I don't want to make her feel awkward. But there, hot, and you guys know how it is. They take you to the sink, you know, and you got to get a little scrub
low
on.
Low-cut shirt hanging over you.
Low-cut shirt. You're leaning back into the sink, and then the big melons right in your face, you know.
The best part of the haircut.
AC/DC there. She's like, would you like a Pabst while we're cutting your hair? It's the best place ever. I can't even imagine. I didn't. We didn't bother to calculate how many. I mean, you know, these listings are all correct. We didn't break it out by album sales, though. I mean, this is just by ranking. But I mean, this has got to be. I know, 15, 17 million. Because everybody, I myself currently own two copies on CD. I've owned at least two copies on cassette. I've owned at least two vinyl copies. I mean, I paid for this record six times. This is the second greatest AC/DC song of all time. It's right behind A Whole Lot of Rosie. It's a little breakdown part here. And you know what's great about this song is they put this song out right after Bon Scott choked on his own vomit after a drinking binge. Have a drink on me. That's having style.
Number five, Billy Joel, Greatest Hits 1 and 2.
Hands down, this is my favorite Billy Joel song. Downeaster Alexa is really good, too. What up, Captain Jack? Captain Jack, Captain Jack, go get your eye.
Yeah. He's talking about Jack Daniels. It's a good song.
This sounds like Tetris to me. Doesn't it sound like it should be in the Tetris theme?
I never even thought of that.
Sounds all Russian and whatnot.
Just keeps getting faster and faster as you go up level by level.
I can't believe this hasn't been sampled. This is number one on my list of songs that ought to be sampled. I mean, if it has been, I don't know about it. I mean, Billy Joel's one of those guys. I'm not a big Billy Joel fan, but you talk about a guy that's written more hits. Piano Man, you know, Goodnight Saigon. I mean, you know, all that crap he wrote for Christy Brinkley is still rock and roll to me. And So It Goes.
Well, one that was a kind of a, it wasn't really a hit for him, but Shameless, which was
Shameless,
huge for Garth Brooks.
The longest time. And the guy was just a hit machine. What a great song.
Number four, Led Zeppelin, Led Zeppelin 4.
I know, everybody will call and, you know, email and tell me that it's untitled, but we'll call it Zeppelin 4.
Hey, mama said the way you move, gonna make you swear, gonna make you groove.
Another record that I've purchased myriad times. I can't even remember. I don't even know how much money I've given to Led Zeppelin over the years. Concentration of talent. It's like I used to talk about the fact that one day, it's amazing to me that one day there wasn't Stairway to Heaven, and the next day there was. You know, like there was a time in 1970 or whatever, when Robert Plant and Jimmy Page just sat down and wrote Stairway to Heaven. Like one day it didn't exist, and the next day it did. Like the greatest rock and roll song of all time. Talk about a concentration of quality. Stairway to Heaven, When the Levee Breaks, this, rock and roll, all on the same record. It's like some weird supernova of rock and roll greatness.
Number three, Pink Floyd and The Wall.
Yeah. Now, talk about another album that's just... It's weird, again, to think that 1980, same year the Back in Black came out, it's weird to think that there was a time when The Wall didn't exist. You know, people didn't know Run Like Hell or Comfortably Numb or Vera or any of those songs. And then Roger Waters, with substantial help from David Gilmour, just sat down and wrote The Wall. I mean, The Wall is one of those albums that's so great and so fantastic. First of all, it's so great and it's such an institution, people don't realize how great it is because they're so used to it just being around. It's just always been there, so people don't really appreciate how great it is. It's so great that, as I said once about Metallica, it doesn't seem like it came from anywhere. It just seems like it sort of is. You don't really realize that a guy sat down and wrote this album. I came very close, by the way, to using this song as the theme for this show. This little instrumental break right here is looping this and using this as the Rick Emerson Show theme.
That would have been a good choice.
It was a close decision.
And at number two, Michael Jackson with Thriller.
There you go. You know, the amazing thing about Thriller is how this drum sound aside, these songs haven't dated at all. I mean, they still sound freaking great. I mean, listen how smooth that is.
Even the drum sound's not really that dated.
No, I mean, you can definitely tell that it's from a certain era, but I mean, if this came out today as a Justin Timberlake song, it wouldn't sound dated. If they said there's the new Justin Timberlake, you'd be like, oh, yeah. I mean, you gotta separate the artist from the art at some point, and I mean, this is a great, great song. Great album. I heard Beat It the other day, just flipping by some radio station it was playing, and you know what a goddamn great song that is. The only thing that sounds cheesy is that stupid Thriller rap thing that Vincent Price does. The Hounds of Hell! I think we can now safely say at this point that it's true. He did not have sex with a woman named Billie Jean. The assertions that Michael Jackson had sex with this woman are pretty much unfounded at this point.
Number one, the Eagles. Greatest Hits.
There you go. Greatest Hits, Volume 1, 71 to 76 or something. I own this too, unless on vinyl and CD. Alright, so Michael Jackson and a kid are walking into the forest together. They're walking into the forest, Michael Jackson hand in hand with the child, and the kid says, "Boy, this forest is sure scary at night." And Michael says, "How do you think I feel? I have to walk out of here alone." We'll be back. It's a Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk the 90K with the case. Did it.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Remove excess gristle. Make sure to finely chop heart and lungs. Why would you eat this if... never mind. We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Let's get Shane in Portland. What's up, man?
Yeah, I just had a comment on the Zeppelin. It took Jimmy Page 7 years to compose that on his guitar.
How do you figure?
I read it in The Hammer of the Gods, the book about the Zeppelin.
Really? Because I seem to recall... I mean, I might be wrong about this. Such geeks. We're sitting here geeking out about Hammer of the Gods. Hammer of the Gods is a...
There's nothing wrong with geeking out over Led Zeppelin.
It's true. Hammer of the Gods is a book by a guy named Stephen Davis about it. It's kind of considered the... It's called The Led Zeppelin Saga. And he talks about... I think Plant tells a story there where he was sitting there and Jimmy Page started playing the chords and Plant just started scribbling down lyrics and he wrote that there's a woman, you know, the lady who's sure all that glitters is gold and blah, blah, blah. So maybe, so did Jimmy Page have the music written a long time before?
He started actually writing that when he was still playing with the Yardbirds, when he was playing bass for the Yardbirds.
Ah, and that would have been, that would have been like way earlier. So.
That's like early 60s.
All right, okay, excellent. All right, there you go. That's, who the hell was that? That was Shane in Portland. That's who that was. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland.
Oh.
Yes. CBS has just pulled the plug on the Michael Jackson special, saying it would be inappropriate in view of the new allegations. That was supposed to be in November to replace the Reagan thing. Remember that?
It sounds like he might have some interesting new video footage for them to use, though. So, I don't know. Maybe they'll show up somewhere else. Maybe Larry Flint will have it.
new tape of Michael Jackson and Paris Hilton.
Yeah, it's just, seriously, that's the only combination we haven't got yet, or Jessica Lynch holding the boy down. That's all we're missing. Let's end the show now. Thank you. Thank you and good night. We want to see a radio correspondent, Jim Roop, also Michael Jackson, for providing endless fodder and fodder to come. We want to wish a happy birthday, by the way, to Casey from Sherwood, longtime old school listener, guy who was here a couple weeks ago doing an interview with us, all right? Yeah, Casey. So Casey, listener 007, I think. Been listening to us for a long time, so happy birthday. David Frost, Tony Blair, Burt Reynolds, Laura Linney, who's the hot chick from You Can Count on Me, James Caan, et cetera, so on and so forth. The Rick Emerson Show is produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah Dillon for Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. In the newsroom, Tim Riley, executive producer 1F Matt Peterson. As always, don't let the bastards grind it down. See you in 21 hours. Like us next. Stay there. It's Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.